How do you live and work unapologetically without being a jerk? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset performance coach, and I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And for the last several days, I've been wrestling with a topic, trying to figure out a way to organize a random story that happened in my life as a mindset minute for you. And it centers around this idea of what it means to live an unapologetic life and run your business unapologetically. That phrase, unapologetic, seems to be popping up more and more in the personal development space. I would like to think that I was one of the first people to use it, but that's just never true. It's like what I usually say, where we're all saying the same thing a little bit, we're just saying it differently. So people have been talking more about standing in our truth, knowing who we are, what we do, and how we serve. And this idea that if we get crystal clear on what we know we need to set ourselves up for success, to be the people we want to be in our lives, to show up in the relationships the way we want to show up in our relationships, and to show up in our work the way we want to show up in our work, we have to be unapologetic about what our needs are, and we have to make a commitment to meeting our needs. I think a lot of times we negotiate ourselves away. We negotiate away the things that set us up for success. And I have so many different sort of random examples of this, but one that comes to mind is a couple of weeks ago, I was at an event in Vancouver. And I had just met a new friend. We were starting to get to know one another. It had been a day of training, and she had asked me if I wanted, when the day was over, to meet for dinner. And I just needed alone time. Like, it had been a long day of peopling, as they like to say. I'd had to be on. I was, you know, participating in some of the trainings and discussions that the conference was having. And I just needed, you know, downtime. And so I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to the hotel, but I'll see you later. And then I went back to the hotel, and immediately I was sort of plagued with these worries and doubts of like, oh, I really liked her. I hope she knows that I wasn't blowing her off. I hope she like recognizes like I just needed 10 seconds to myself. I don't want to seem antisocial. And all of those like little, you know, sort of inner critic thoughts started just nagging at me and eating at me, because again, I felt like I had made a new friend and I didn't want to make a bad, you know, first impression or, you know, second impression, whatever it might be. So then later that night when I did see her again, I said, hey, I'm sorry about earlier. I hope you weren't offended. I really needed that decompression time, but I really do want to like get to know you better and hang out and learn more about you and so forth. So we had the conversation, but it was that quick example of I know what I need, and if I go and do dinner to spare her feelings, to you know, keep taking advantage of all of the networking opportunities that are happening, I'm just going to burn myself out. I'm not going to be as, you know, in tune to the conversation. I'm not going to be my best self. What I need to be my best self is to step away. And those little regular everyday sort of micro examples, if you will, that's what it means to live unapologetically, to recognize that someone might not understand you, to recognize that someone's feelings may be hurt, that you might have to set a boundary, but that the consequence of not setting the boundary, of not attuning to your need and not taking care of yourself, means that on some level you are not able to live or work your best life. Like, that's the regular everyday kind of understanding of it. And I think we need regular everyday understandings of like really big concepts like this. Otherwise, it's too pie in the sky, it's too aspirational, and we never get down to brass tacks to figure out what this is. And so last week, I had this like random example that kept coming up and nagging at me. And I was like, oh, I need to make this a podcast episode, but I couldn't quite figure out what the point was. But I wanted to walk you through it and to sort of show you that like, this is what it looks like in your regular everyday. Because I think sometimes people think that living unapologetically is like getting on some grand stage and grandstanding in front front of everybody and stating these huge proclamations and having these piles of hard conversations, when in actuality, it's more of a conversation we're having with ourselves about what we need and whether or not we're willing to meet those needs. So I've been having a lot of health problems lately, like just random, annoying, like need to go to a doctor, need to address this, need to follow up with that, like just little irritants, nothing bad, nothing to worry about, nothing that is going to make the front page news or anything, but just little annoyances. And I was put on this medicine that the side effect was insomnia. So I couldn't sleep at night. And I was like getting up at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was kind of up for the day. And then last week, one day, I had this moment where it was like 3:15 in the afternoon, and I just, a wave of exhaustion kind of just hit me. And it felt like I could close my eyes and just fall asleep immediately. And it was this sense of being done. But I had all these things to do. I had emails that I was supposed to follow up with people who had wanted to work with me. I probably had a podcast or two episode that I needed to pre-record. I was working on a training for a group project that I'm doing. It was all of these little things, and it was only 3:15 in the afternoon. So I kept pushing through. I kept, you know, I had a big old glass of water because I was trying to cut back on caffeine to not make me, you know, more, you know, sleepless in the middle of the night. So I just, you know, I think I even did like a couple of jumping jacks to try to wake myself up. I went for a quick walk around the block, and I just couldn't shake the exhaustion. I didn't feel ill. I wasn't, you know, feverish. I didn't have any sort of upset stomach. I wasn't sick. I just got stupid tired, silly fast. And all of a sudden, by that time, it was like 5:04 in the afternoon. And I just changed my clothes, got into my pajamas, crawled into bed, and set the alarm and slept for an hour. Just called it and just took a nap. And I got up and I was still probably a little tired, and then went on about the rest of my day. So here's the thing. It's not earth-shaking news that I took a nap in the middle of the day. It's not any huge, horrible, awful obstacle I had to overcome. But what it is that regular, everyday example of, I need something right now. It's not entirely convenient, but I am able to meet that need. I'm fortunate that I'm self-employed. I'm fortunate that I work from home and my bed at any given time isn't that far away from me, and that the world isn't going to end if I do this. Like, if I didn't even have a scheduled call. I didn't have any real known obstacle other than, was I going to get in my own way of identifying and meeting a need, or was I simply going to allow myself to have it? And that's really the point I wanted to make for today's show, because I could talk to you about what I would have done if I had a scheduled call. And the reality is I probably would have done a last minute cancel because I was that tired and I would have been that distracted. But that's not the point. The point is, how many times in regular every day as we move through the world, do we know a need, have a need, and we talk ourselves out of needing it? Whether or not it's a day off of chores, whether or not it's a day off of kids and getting a babysitter, a night off of cooking, you know, time with a girlfriend, time by ourselves to be alone. How many times do we have this gnawing instinct that we would be able to breathe a little bit, that we would move through the world with more ease if we just did this one thing, attended to this one need, or paid attention to something? So often we are getting in the way of our best lives. Not anybody else telling us we can't, but the stories we create in our heads about what we need. And when it was 3:30 in the afternoon and I was tired, I suddenly was creating all kinds of stories. I was wondering if it was because, like, I'm starting to get older and all these weird health things are popping up. You know, is it that I'm not taking good enough care of myself? Am I not paying attention to my diet? Do I need to look at my workout structure? Is, you know, does caffeine play an unhealthy role in my life? I was really scared of asking and answering that question because I love me a good cup of coffee. But how many times do we sort of peck at ourselves and poke at ourselves and prod at ourselves instead of just meeting the damn need of saying, this is something that will make my life better, easier, more manageable. I can reasonably have it, so I'm going to take it. And I'm going to do it unapologetically. And unapologetically includes not feeling bad or guilty about it. Because when we meet a need and then we feel like dirt because we met that need, we're not doing ourselves any favor. You know, it's like sweeping the floor and then letting, like, things fall out of our pockets as we're doing it. Like, you have to meet the need. And then just own that even if no one else needs it, even if it doesn't make sense to anybody else, it's what we need to move through the world with grace and with ease, and we are going to allow ourselves to have it. So this episode for you is a challenge to look at the things that you know are non-negotiable in your life. What sets you up for success? Is it a sleep schedule? Is it a workout schedule? Is it time with your friends? Is it, you know, time to read a book? Do you have a hobby, a passion? What are your non-negotiables that you need to feel that you are living your best life and running your best business? And are you allowing yourself those things? Are they scheduled in? Are you having the hard conversations with people so that you can accommodate the need? Are you saying no when you need to? But what are you doing to set yourself up for success in your regular everyday? How willing are you to be unapologetic about those things so that you can have the life and business you want? So that's where I leave you today. Just a challenge to do that gut check. Let me know how you do with it, and let me know if you have any questions on the other side of it as well. You can always find me with your questions at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.